Welcome back to Pioneercast, the podcast championing the inspiring people driving innovation and change in their organization using the Workplace from Facebook platform. I'm Divya Kukar, Workplace's Community Manager, and in this episode, I catch up with Kevin McLennan, Digital Content Manager at AB InBev Africa. Thanks for joining me, Kevin.
Thank you so much, Divya. I hope you're keeping well. It's an honor to be on Pioneercast, and I'm really excited to be able to share some stuff with the audience today.
Wonderful. Kevin, can you kick us off by telling us a bit about AB InBev and your role there?
Of course. AB InBev, or Anheuser-Busch, is one of the largest breweries in the world. I am located in South Africa, Johannesburg. So I am the chief workplace officer / digital content producer for the entire Africa zone. I've been in the position now for almost 2 years, and it's been extremely rewarding, especially hitting the ground running with Workplace and implementing it into the company. It's been a really rewarding journey, seeing how people have adopted the platform and just how much fun we're having on it. Yeah, super excited to be here, super excited to kick this off.
Can you explain a bit more about what that role entails?
It's majority internal communications within the business for the entire Africa zone. Workplace hosts around 14,000 of our employees here. From there on, I also include myself in diversity and inclusion communications and leadership communications within the business. So I ensure that all our leaders and vice presidents and zone president have their digital footprint going with regards to the business.
I just want to talk now a bit about the impact the pandemic has had on the business. Obviously, it's had a huge impact generally on business operations, as employers have to very quickly get to grips with changes in the working environment and ensure that the employee experience remained as positive as possible. And while many organizations implemented furlough, many are still continuing to recruit and are faced with the challenge of onboarding new employees without ever meeting them in person. So how did you see the crisis impacting your ability to onboard and engage with new employees?
I think first and foremost, the effects of COVID-19 have been very harsh on the business, especially within the Africa zone. It's been very surprising to see how things have taken their course. But at the same time, it's been very rewarding to come up with new innovative ideas on how to keep everybody connected at a distance. And Workplace is one of the main ways that we do that here within the business. We are still recruiting. We're quite thankful to be relatively back in the office, but I think there was that good amount of time where we just weren't able to see each other. We weren't able to connect in real life. And that's where Workplace kind of did its thing. With regards to onboarding and really teaching people about Workplace, we've always had a very good stance on ensuring people know that the products that they're using, and most importantly, they know how to communicate effectively within the business. So one of the things that I did pre-COVID, I suppose, is my onboardings are somewhat, I like to call them a bit of a party, because we're going to be using this tool for many different things, whether it's sharing lighthearted content or serious business information or catching up back and forth between colleagues during the day. So what I do is I used to host around a 1 to 1.5 hour session, which if you think about it and you see that on your calendar, can look a little bit daunting, but we really do have a lot of fun out of it. There's teaching people what Workplace is all about and how to do the basics on the platform. For example, adding your profile picture, adding your position, how to log in, claim your account, all that kind of stuff. And then from there, I like to host a photography session, whether that's me or an external photographer. I reshoot everybody's profile pictures or headshots, as we call them, so that everybody has a great picture, a great looking picture that they can put on the platform right away that makes people feel a lot more confident about joining the platform, you know, making sure it looks good, your initial profile is set up. And from there, once you walk out of that onboarding, you know that you're good to go. It's always been really quite a lot of fun to host those sessions, especially with our graduates, because they are very, you know, social media inclined. So they, early adopters are always happy to jump on another platform and see what it's all about. from there, you know, things went a little bit south, and we had quarantine, and we had all these things being, you know, thrown at us. And from there, you know, we really did have to take a step back and look at how we were bringing people on, because Zooms are very, very prominent within these days and ages. And as soon as you get another, you know, online webinar invite or something like that, you almost want to cringe sometimes, just because it's you sitting at your desk again. And I think one of the biggest things that Workplace provided support for me for was how to give a presentation that mattered. There were many different Workplace tools that were provided to me, and also many different webinars with real people and real instructors and people in the same position as me, where we could log on and chat about everything that was happening and how do we go about it. So I really do think my sessions with one of my fellow like Workplace trainers taught me how to actually make presentations fun by keeping people engaged. So I took that whole idea of the onboarding process, making it digital essentially, and still keeping people engaged, asking them questions, allowing people to ask anything they want back, almost doing a little bit of like a selling this over to our people. And it's worked out really well so far. I think people have adopted just as well. Another thing that I like to do during the session is link people to various resources. So if we're talking about onboarding, after the session, you know, there'll be a PDF coming your way, which is adapted to AB and Bev and our specific single sign-ons and all that kind of security stuff to ensure that you can log in okay. And then what I like to do as well is ensure that everybody gets the opportunity to reach out to me personally. I know that IT processes and all of that are very handy within the business, but sometimes there's always, you know, a real life person then and there. Almost instantaneously, you want to reach out to ask a question. Hey, can you quickly change my password? Can you quickly do this or that for me? So I like to be that guy that, you know, skips out on logging a ticket or doing something that, you know, you can kind of just get away with instantly, and ensuring people get on as quickly as possible to explore and have a lot of fun.
I love the way you talk about sort of moving away perhaps from a bit of a dry kind of admin heavy onboarding process and actually making it more fun, and that analogy you used of it being more like a party, well, a virtual party, I thought was really fantastic. Do you feel that therefore your sort of new approach to onboarding, having to obviously make it more virtual and inject a bit of fun, has been an important part also of initiation into AB and Bev's culture, and how have you sort of married those things?
100%. A bit of a tradition that we started here in the company within Africa Zone is bringing in our yearly graduates and trainees who come into the company fresh, ready to learn. And like a standard initiation of pretty much coming into anything, the trainees and graduates are tasked with making an AB and Bev fun group on the platform and ensuring that there's, you know, a bunch of amazing things going on. So pre-COVID times, we had yoga classes going, we had meditation classes, we had come down to the bar after work at the end of the day and have a good time. So there was events, there was game nights, karaoke, all these fun things happening within our Workplace fun group. With us being separated now, there's virtual beer nights that take place in terms of like quizzes and all of that. But yeah, I mean, we've essentially kind of taken that tradition and passed it on to them. And I think that's just one aspect of Workplace's traditions as a whole, because we expect our people within the business to obviously use this as a platform that's very much twofold, providing them with essential business information, but at the same time, you know, allowing people to self-recognize themselves, showing what work they're doing, what they've achieved today, if they've traveled, what they've gone and done on the shop floor. Or it really brings us together and makes the world a lot smaller, which I'm very happy about, because we aren't allowed to see our fellow colleagues. And most of the time, you know, it's hard to not catch up with them. But seeing people's photos, seeing people explain what they've done or give a little piece about how they've achieved this project really does make everybody feel like it's pretty much like the good old days, for lack of a better phrase. So yeah, our culture is one of the biggest things, and ensuring that we keep it alive, whether that's through real life interaction or virtual approaches, Workplace is the center of that. And we always have been really happy that so much content is generated on the platform that really makes us proud of our colleagues within the business.
I just wanted to now understand a bit more about how important you feel the onboarding process is when it comes to carving out a really strong employee experience.
We can all probably say within our careers, we've all been inducted into something, whether it's been schooling or it's been college or university or your first job or another job. There's probably also been an experience where you feel that you weren't onboarded successfully. I've probably had one or two moments like that within my life, going into careers and different things where you walk out of the session feeling a little bit lost, and I may have just spent 8 hours in here, but I still don't really know what I'm doing. And you can really, you know, take that into the workplace, and it creates such a negative impact because your colleagues who have been there for a good amount of time kind of have adjusted to it. They know what they're doing. They know how to do very simple things like read internal mailers or book leave, for example, or get necessary documents. And little things like that can really add up to giving you a really negative employee experience if it's not given to you literally on a platter within your first couple of days. So coming from frustration, I think that's probably why I've taken it so close to heart, to ensure that people really know what Workplace is all about and what you can do on the platform. And I think if I can give that experience to them as soon as possible within entering the business, I know that I've solidified an active member who will be generating meaningful content. And the more of that we can get within the business, it means it's a little bit of a ripple effect because we create a sense of FOMO, fear of missing out on the platform. And people really want to get in on there, whether I've missed the most crucial piece of information from our zone president, or, hey, everybody's posting a selfie today for this kind of celebration. So I want to be on there either way. And I feel that's probably why onboarding is just so important to me. I never want to let people feel like they've been left behind or that they're missing out on something. And to bring in efficiency is probably one of the best bets when it comes to employee engagement and the experience being a whole lot better.
It's fantastic to hear like how passionate you are about onboarding. And you're right, it's so important. It's that first touch base, you know, a new employee has with the company, and ensuring that that experience is a positive one is so critical. So it's fantastic to hear about all the work you guys are doing there. One other question I had was how you feel that the approach to onboarding is going to adapt as you adjust to a more hybrid workforce. So obviously some people are going to be doing it still virtually, others are going to be doing it in person moving forward. So yeah, what's your sort of take on that?
We're probably going to have to come up with things we've never done before, things that have never been seen, to not, number one, just grab people's attention and really, you know, keep an onboarding session meaningful, but also to really just ensure that the people who are getting it in real life versus virtually are somewhat getting the same kind of on par experience. Just because, you know, there are a lot of things that happen in real life that activate and trigger people's emotions and feelings, as opposed to just somebody sitting in front of a computer screen on another meeting. From here, I've probably got a lot of planning to do, number one, but I'm really excited to try and see how I can really get into the minds of people and really make them involved on a virtual experience. And I think Workplace is really great for that because the whole platform is virtual. I've got a better opportunity here than I ever have before because I get to probably onboard on the site and the platform a lot easier than showing everybody possibly on a projector. Getting people to do things live as it happens. It's a live session that you can onboard yourself with me, and it's amazing to see everybody's names just pop up in the notification center saying they've been activated. And it's really quite cool to see us doing this little session where we get to come together and all at each other. And what's nice is we can all connect and follow each other. So each batch of onboarding members kind of has their own little friend group on the Workplace platform, and you're not in it alone, and you're just possibly a little bit intimidated and possibly a little bit lost as the next person. It makes you feel better to be with somebody who's in the same boat as you. I love being able to do that. I mean, it'll never be as fun as in real life, being able to take out the ring light and the photos and have a little bit of a photo shoot and give out people merchandise and sweets and chocolates and just have a great time. But it is what it is. And I think there's no need to be sad over it or anything like that. One day we'll all be together again, and we'll be sharing even more selfies on Workplace when that happens. So I'm excited about that.
That's very, very true. So I'm just going to move on now to a couple of workplace specific questions. Could you tell me, Kevin, how long you've been using Workplace for at AB InBev and what internal comms tools you were using before?
So I probably joined in the middle of Workplace's introduction into the business. I think we may have started using it around beginning of 2018. I joined in at near the end of 2019, September, around about there. So I came to a platform that was set up very nicely. I think I walked into the best part about it. There was definitely room for a little bit more creativity, a little bit of engagement to be increased on the platform. And I think that's kind of what I came in to do and really bring the mix between fun and essential. That's what I like to call it. Bringing people the best of both worlds, giving them an essential reason to be on there, but keeping them rolled in with a lot of fun and engaging content about the business. Along with that, other internal comms tools that we do have, Africa is it's a bit of a difficult place to run digital projects just because our mobile data prices within the continent are extremely expensive. And a lot of our offices and plants within the Africa zone don't have great reception or access to Wi-Fi at all. So, you know, ensuring we keep people connected as best as possible is always key, and kind of taking that into our thoughts when planning campaigns and communication. We focus a lot on posters whereby we'd bring in a workplace QR code and allow people to sign up from their mobile phones with the email addresses.
Fantastic. I love the way you said you do a mix of essential and fun as a positioning there. I think that's great. Can you also explain to me a little bit about how Workplace integrates with your existing HR processes, especially in relation to the onboarding process?
We have a system within the business called SHARP, and when new employees come into the business and are onboarded, their email addresses are activated along with their company profiles and employee IDs. One thing that can be overwhelming is you're getting the sign-up letters from every single section within the business. So I will give them a minute to breathe and get used to being in the company, setting up their digital infrastructure that they've got going on around them. And then I'll swoop into the email inbox and say, hey, I'm Kevin. You may have recently received an email from Workplace that explains on how to join up. I'm going to be hosting an onboarding session. If you'd like to join that, let me know. Otherwise, I'm always here to answer any questions, but it's as easy as clicking claim your account and adding a profile picture and your essential details. So once that email goes through, it's very nice because it's an automatic prompt. Luckily, I don't have to do anything from my side, but I know within the workplace settings, there is that functionality to send an email to every single person who hasn't claimed their account. So I go between those two options, but normally our HR is very reliable in that sense, and I'm very thankful that it's so easy to get people on board.
Tell us a bit about your top tips for onboarding using Workplace. Are there any sort of like best practices that you use that you can share with our listeners?
One of them, which I've already touched on just briefly, is to try and ensure that your user really gets as much as they can as soon as they can. So give them the resources, not in a way that's, you know, daunting, but in a way that can really set them up for success on the platform. Allow them to generate content that they are confident in and all of that. So by providing them with that necessary information to onboard them correctly in the beginning, that's probably like my biggest top tip. Once a person's on there and they start to learn it, they can really go far.
Fantastic. Can you explain or articulate a vision for how AB InBev would be without Workplace?
I definitely think it wouldn't be as colorful. I don't think there would be as much of a platform to share our everyday happenings, our good news, our feel-good stories, a way to keep connected. I think having what we have now, you know, minus Workplace, there's definitely a huge gap missing there, and I wouldn't be able to see it or even envision it another way. We've just launched a Workplace exclusive campaign for a woman across the Africa zone, and everybody gets to submit their Choose to Challenge pictures and pledge cards and stuff like that. We're always extremely involved on bringing tactical days onto the Workplace platform, whereas I feel if we didn't have that, I wouldn't know how we would be sharing it. And I think it really just brings people closer together. So I'm very glad to have Workplace partnered with us to really show people that we care and that we're all here for each other.
I think that was the great example you used for International Women's Day and, you know, emphasizing the importance of community and how workplace can play such an important role in building that. Last question from me. What is your favorite workplace feature and why?
I've summarized it to two. Unfortunately, it just can't be one. My first and foremost, my favorite feature is the draft for function. I am very grateful to have that function where I get to create content and obviously a lot of copy for my senior leaders and ensure that they have the final say to edit and add and remove their media and their copy and for them to finally post that onto their profile within a group. I love that feature, and I think it saved me so many back and forths via email because I get to create the structure of it, and then the person who's actually going to post it or the communication channel that's actually going to post it gets the final say and the final edit on it. So literally changed the game for me. I'm very happy about it. And then secondly, I absolutely love the integration Workplace has had with Zoom and Facebook to be able to stream various Zoom meetings onto the platform. That has really helped out, especially when we have massive events that take place across the Africa zone. One being particular, we had the South African Sales Conference, where our sales team gets together once a year. It normally happens every February, March, around there. It's always been an event that always pulled all the stops out. So it's always been extremely big and lavish, and it's so much fun for the sales team, and there's so much spirit in that. And with COVID restrictions this year, we had to bring that online. There was a little bit of confusion and a little bit of apprehensiveness because we've never done this thing virtually before, and will it have the same spirit? But one thing we were able to do is use that workplace feature to showcase it to our entire Africa zone. People were live commenting. It felt like they were there as if they would be before. So we're very proud, and we find that feature so handy, especially when it comes to global events as well. Tonight we're hosting the Global Diversity and Inclusion panel with people from Africa and Europe and all across the globe that we'll be able to watch on Workplace. Whether you have your work laptop or your mobile phone, you'll be able to catch it wherever you are. And we absolutely love that.
That's wonderful. Thanks so much for catching up with me today, Kevin. It's been great to hear how AB InBev has approached onboarding employees throughout COVID and get your advice for how employers can optimally onboard for virtual workforces.
Thank you so much, Divya. I really appreciate the time. I really am honored to be on one of the episodes. So thank you for including me.
So thanks for listening, everyone. And don't forget to subscribe and share if you've enjoyed today's episode.